And in this week's musical session on the Community Campfire, we are sitting down with the Mountain Town Band. And with me in the studio, we have Mitch Elliott.
Hey.
Welcome to KPCW.
Thanks for having us. It's a pleasure to be here, an honor.
And what a heck of a view.
Tell me a little bit about the Mountain Town Band. Your name is...
So the history, sure. So I got to town almost 30 years ago. I used to be the town dentist, and so I'd get booked maybe once a summer to play. So I tell people, it's really fun to play music, right? I mean, it's wonderful, but I think it's the most fun in your home because you don't have to pack up your gear. It's right there. You can play all your fancy stuff and have a great time. It's a lot harder to do it and try to get paid for it. So, you know, I went from the show a year. In my 40s, I joined the Navy. And so while I was far from home, I began to write songs. And my older songwriting friends and fellow musicians said, it's a natural thing. You love songs, you play songs, and then you eventually start to write songs. And of course, the first ones are terrible, but it's the process that has to be fun. So I had some time on my hands while I was in the Navy, and so I began to just try to write some songs. And so eventually, with technology, you are able to self-publish songs. Mm-hmm. So that's something. I know that all the younger people are much better at this than I am, but even I was able to figure it out. That's when the Nashville Money Takers start noticing you, and they start to, oh, if I can coach you, if I can give you some advice, this would be great. You should go to this conference, that conference. And it's a different thing for everybody. So I found that the music that I was composing was a lot of, I call it kind of Grand Ole Opry style. If it wasn't on the Grand Ole Opry and if it's not 20th century country music, I'm not going to know it.
Okay.
Or I ask my fan base and stuff, what do you think I play? Oh, well, you play outlaw Americana. And I tell people, you know, what's Americana music? Unsuccessful country music is what it is, right?
Okay.
So after self-publishing, some small labels may take a look at you if they like your stuff. And there's a lot of labels that'll help you make demos because they're a professional studio, just like this place. So I saw that a lot of the U.S.-based ones, they just want your money. So I got contacted by a British label in London called the Animal Farm Music. And they said, let's do a song. So I wrote, you know, I kind of looked through my book and I worked up This Highway Ends, sent it to them, and it was really funny. When we got it back, it sounded a little bit Duran Duran-like,
okay.
Which is, I mean, it's a British record label, you know, it's a different style. But I sang over it in the kitchen in the place that we were at, and Kim said, you know, that doesn't sound bad, let's go with it. So they coached me through how to set up a microphone, which microphone to buy, set it up, because they said, you know, if you can just get a good dry take, we'll fix it in the studio stuff. So I said, well, so you do your thing and you send it off. And I said, well, they're probably never going to talk to me ever again. But they said that they liked it. So this was in 2019.
Okay.
And as a former business owner, you know, your band and your brand, because it is a business, even if it's part-time, needs a name. I've always loved Mountain Town Stages, now Mountain Town Music. So Mountain Town sounded like a good idea, even though I knew that it would kind of be a little confusing with Mountain Town Music.
Yeah.
But I said, you know, the songs I write are from the thousand stories at the dental office. I'm sure that you can tell. You come on in, we're going to chit-chat a bit. So this whole town used to go out and frequent the bars. Everything changes, but the thousand stories that you hear on a bar stool, there's no shortage of raw material that you can write songs about.
Absolutely. And Kim, how did you get dragged into this?
Okay, so John's obviously a little more outgoing of the two of us. So when he started playing in public venues at shows, I was very happy for him. But my job became selling merch, which as someone who's a little more of an introvert was not that fun. He somehow convinced me maybe I should play the cajon. And so we tried it a few times, and it turns out...
cajon lessons?
No, it was just on the fly with him shouting, Kim, on the two, on the two. So
any percussion, I think, is a fun thing to add to any ensemble.
And absolutely. It turns out it's one of the greatest joys I've ever known, playing music. It's a pleasure.
Well, we would love to hear some cajon and some of the rest of Mountain Town Band. What are you going to play for us first here on the Community Campfire?
Why don't we do the latest self-published song? It's called Living Well is the Best Revenge, which is a Jimmy Buffett line that he told us kind of a while ago. And just like any song, it kind of sticks with you. And then I just said, hey, let's build a song around it.
All right. Here is Living Well is the Best Revenge, Mountain Town Band, here on the Community Campfire.
All right. A 1, 2, 3, 4. You don't have my fancy new car. You don't need to make believe that you ain't who you are. But don't you waste away any hour a day being bitter till the end. I tell you, living well is the best revenge. I know some people have done you wrong. Beat you up and they put you down like some old country song. But it don't matter anymore if you break or if you bend. I'll tell you, living well is the best revenge. Now there's a saying in this business, never forget the things that they've done to you. Some sunny day, when things are going your way, I'll tell them, well, don't call us buddy, oh, we'll call you. Looks like you've learned to treat yourself better. Let these easy days take away all your hurt. Remember when you're strolling out in the daytime, that those ones who ran you out are all stuck at work. You don't have to buy a fancy new car. You don't need to make believe that you ain't who you are. But don't you waste away any hour or day being bitter until the end. I'll tell you, living well is the best revenge. I'll tell you, living well is the best revenge. Remember, living well is the best revenge.
Well, I definitely am living good after that one, right?
Yeah, it's a toe tapper.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one as well. Thank you guys for playing that. We're excited to hear more, but we want to learn more about Mountain Town Band. You said there's a third member that's not here with us today.
That's right. So we try to perform as a trio. So Mr. Michael Lewis Austin is a fabulous full-time musician, guitar player, instructor, and we always like to play with him.
How did you guys come together?
I joined every group that I could, like the Americana Music Association, every sort of association that I could join as a musician, I did. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I would go to these Zoom meetings, and one of these songwriting associations, I found Michael in one of these live meetings. You know, I went to Salt Lake and met him, and all of us played our songs. And I liked his songs. I said, you know, he's a good songwriter, in my humble opinion, but how he played was just magical. What's funny is we have never rehearsed ever. So the first time that he played with us, I think it was probably Melvin's, he just showed up and Kim said, are you nuts? Like, you've never...
Why do you hurt me so?
That's right. You've never played a note with this guy. And I said, it's going to sound at least okay. And I think it sounded brilliant. We still don't rehearse a lot. But you
play together a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, anytime that you perform, it's, you know, partial rehearsal and stuff like that. You know, now I'll give him the songs and he'll kind of do his own personal rehearsal and then show up. And it's like, wow, this is really cool. So
it's almost more fun for you guys. It's like you're learning, you're growing with the audience at the same time, right?
Yeah. He's got so much knowledge about the technical aspects. So his pedal boards are just incredible. He's got one built up just for our band. I'm just like, Michael, man, I don't even, you know, this is like the Starship Enterprise that you got here, man.
Sure. It's Spinal Tap quality.
Right. It's incredible.
So, Kim, do you get to jump in and write songs? Do you put in your two cents on these?
My job is to stay out of the way and not interfere with the process.
And keep the beat.
And keep the rhythm.
We're excited to hear a little bit more from you guys. But before we go into that, I want to hear one story from you guys.
Sure.
I want to hear about a particular show or concert that stood out to you guys and kind of helped kind of dictate, like, yeah, we could do this as a band.
I would say last year, Mountain Town Music began doing the programming at Silver Lake, and it is a fantastic stage, and it is so much fun to play there. We just got booked. I think it's at the end of August, but it'll be on our website as well.
And what's the website?
MountainTownBand.com. I can tell you that every Saturday they have bluegrass music. So people kind of say, oh, you know, we'd like to hear more Mountain Towny, you know, the Mountain Town sound. Every Saturday, that's where we'll be, Deer Valley, Silver Lake. They'll have all sorts of bluegrass bands every Saturday.
Who's a big bluegrass band that has influenced you?
Oh, gosh, I'd say Marty Stewart. I would say that his deep history with the mandolin, Flats and Scruggs, I mean, there's Bill Monroe. I mean, all these classic people on the guitar side, Tony Rice, that I like that type of music. It's funny, you know, I don't really have that much of a country accent speaking, I don't think, but growing up with the Grand Ole Opry and really loving kind of that old style Sun Records tic-tac bass sound, you know, that's how we learned to sing. You know,
Where did you grow up?
Detroit, Michigan. Okay. So.
And Kim, what kind of musical influences have gotten to you?
Before I met John and before we were married, I was typically listening to the pop music on the radio, and he opened my world in the music sense.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with, you know, Wilco and just the whole Americana scene that they don't really play on the radio. They play on college radio.
Yep.
I always say I'm John's number one fan, not just because, even if he were my husband, I just love the music style we play.
Amazing. Well, yeah. How can the audience out there find your music? You said MountainTownBand.com.
MountainTownBand.com is the easiest place. So there's an email, sign up on there. I don't blast emails. I do one a month. So it's not going to be a burden to you.
You might be the only dentist-turned-musician that I know. Have you heard of any other dentist-turned-musicians?
You know,
surprisingly
common. Well, there's this kind of money-taker thought process that when you have a person who wants to do music, that you just have to do it no matter how much you suffer, you know? So I push to people, I said, look, if you want to be a performer, until you are on the road 300 days a year, which is what it takes, you know, it's getting those booking agents that can book you and just stay on the road. What you may want to do is, if you find that you're a good dentist, or maybe you are a good chef, or you can work a 9-to-5 job, do that job and then add the, so like if our band makes 15 grand a year, add that profit to your normal job and spend it all on instruments and fun stuff, man. That's a lot easier than trying to suffer through and grift with 15 grand as your total income because you're trying to link all these gigs
together.
So anyway, like I said, it's always been a lot of fun to kind of come home at the end of a dental day and play some music. But now that I'm fully retired, there's a lot of freedom in not having to have the financial worry of paying your bills with playing music, because it's tough.
Well, thank you guys for being here on the Community Campfire this morning. What would you like to play to finish out the show today?
I'd like to play a cover song. So Todd Snyder, our dear friend, who sadly checked out last year, he wrote a song once about a fella named Skip Letts. And just like Park City, East Nashville used to be a really, really cool place with a lot of locals. That's who went to the bars, and it was a really similar scene. Everybody had a nickname. Everybody hung out, and Skip was like, he was like the town unofficial mayor. Like, he did sound at a small little bar, but he'd always kind of heckle the bands and say, play a train song. And so that's probably Todd's best known song. Like, it was his closing act for a lot of years, but it's about a local in a town that appreciated its locals. So I'd like to play a train song by Todd Snyder for you.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Community Campfire.
Thanks again.
Thanks for having us.
All right, this one's for Todd and Skip, wherever they are. 2, 3. Long black Cadillac, windows winding down. Parked it up on the sidewalk like he owned the whole damn town. And he was talking some through a thick white ghost of smoke. And he could thicker haze, southern comfort and cold. Sick girl, hotter than the hinges hanging off the gates of hell. Don't be afraid to turn, baby, if he don't treat you well. And by he meant me, so I laughed as I shook his hand. Laughed a little bit louder as he called out to my band to play a trade song. Pour me one more round. Make them leave my boots on a home the day they lay me down. I am a runaway locomotive out of my one track mind. And I'm looking for any kind of trouble that I can find. Got this old black leather jacket, got a pack of Marlboro Reds, got a stash down in my pocket, got these thoughts up in my own head. And I got a ride to run, I might walk till I crawl. I got everything in this moment and I don't need nothing else at all. Play a train song. Pour me one more round. Make them leave my boots on a home the day they lay me down. I am a runaway locomotive out of my one track mind. And I'm looking for any kind of trouble I can find. Television blizzard lights, when we looked around his place, found him cold there on the sofa, a little smile upon his face. And I tried with all my sadness, but you know I could just never weep for a man that looked to me like he died laughing in his sleep. Play a train song. Pour me one last round. Know he had his boots on all the day they laid him down. Was a runaway locomotive out of his one track mind.